Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. 8 new COVID-19 cases have been recorded in New South Wales, 7 of which are linked to the Northern Beaches outbreak. It comes as restrictions for Greater Sydney are relaxed slightly for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. During those days, people will be allowed to have 10 adult guests at their home and additional children under 12 years old. But existing lockdown conditions will be reimposed from the 27th of December, subject to health advice. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says Sydney's northern beaches will be divided into 2 zones with different restrictions in each.
The concentration of cases, the epicentre of the cluster, is in the northern part of the Northern Beaches. So there will be now a new boundary at the Narrabeen Bridge, and the western boundary will be near the Baiha Temple at Monavar Road.
Victoria has recorded 1 new case of COVID-19 in hotel quarantine, with no further infections linked to Sydney's Northern Beaches outbreak. There are 10 active cases in quarantine or self-isolation. Almost 23,000 people were tested for COVID-19 in Victoria yesterday. Testing boss Jerome Weimar says it's important not to underestimate new outbreaks, regardless of which state they're in.
We've got literally thousands of people working across testing stations, across Sydney, across Victoria, across New South Wales. We've got people working in the pathology labs. We've got police standing on the borders. Everybody's doing their bit. All we need people to do is to be sensible and follow that advice.
The Australian government is proposing to change social media laws, describing the plan as a world-first adult cyber abuse scheme. Social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, websites and other online services could be fined $555,000 if they don't remove serious abusive material from their sites within 24 hours. The proposed laws would give the eSafety Commission power to order removal of harmful abuse when sites fail to act on a legitimate complaint. The Australian Open has announced a COVID-safe plan for its delayed start on the 8th of February. The Melbourne Park precinct will be divided into 3 zones, each including one of the 3 major courts: Rod Laver Arena, Margaret Court Arena, and John Cain Arena. Arenas will be at 25% capacity, but that could increase if health advice from the Victorian government changes. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.